The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. For a number of years now, this has been a really special feast day for me personally. Obviously, my last parish in Fredericksburg was called St. Mary of the Immaculate Conception. Now here at St. Bernadette, of course, we've got the stained glass window of the moment that Mary says, "I am the Immaculate Conception," to St. Bernadette in Lourdes, 1854. The story is interesting. If you know the story of St. Bernadette, you probably do, but I'll give you a really quick study of what happened. St. Bernadette came from an extremely poor family without any opportunity for education. I don't think she learned her alphabet till she was 13 years old. And might not have been that sharp anyway, from what the accounts say. But the story goes like this. When she was probably 12, Our Lady started to appear to her a number of times, actually. And the word got out that she was having these visions of this lady. So the bishop found out and called in Bernadette and said, "So I want you to ask her who she is." So Bernadette goes out to talk to the lady and says, "The bishop wants to know who you are." And Mary says, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Bernadette goes back to the bishop and says, "The lady says she's the Immaculate Conception." And the bishop asks Bernadette, "Do you have any idea what that means?" She's like, "No, I have no idea." It was in this way that God revealed the mystery of Mary, the mother of Jesus, at a time when there was a dispute going on about whether or not this was actually official teaching of the church. It had been in the tradition from the 4th century that Mary would have been conceived without sin in order to prepare the proper dwelling place for the divine Son of God as a man. And it was declared as official Catholic teaching by Pope Pius IX in 1854. And it was for that reason that Fredericksburg, well, St. Mary and little diocesan history, St. Mary in Alexandria, which was the original church in our diocese, established two mission churches in 1858, 4 years after this event with St. Bernadette. One of them was St. Mary of the Immaculate Conception in Fredericksburg at the end of that railroad line. The other one was St. Mary of Sorrows in Fairfax Station at the end of that railroad line. So it's that St. Mary had two mission churches, both dedicated to Mary. Well, this feast day is often a source of confusion for a lot of people because a lot of people think that this is really the Annunciation of Jesus' conception by the Holy Spirit. It doesn't help that the gospel for the Annunciation is always the one that we hear today. Of course, there is no gospel about Mary being conceived by her parents Joachim and Anna. But what we celebrate today is actually the intervention by God of that event, when Mary herself was conceived so that no tarnish of original sin could touch her. Like I said, it's been in the tradition since the 4th century, the 300s. It was especially an issue at that time during the Arian heresies, when even a majority of the church did not profess faith in the divine nature of Jesus, that he was truly divine. Their claim was that one with a purely divine nature could have nothing to do with our flawed, sinful humanity. But there's the other side of the error of thinking about this. It's equally incorrect to make Mary into some kind of superhuman. Original sin has its effects on humanity: weakness, a tendency not to resist temptation, disordered affections, confused understanding. But Mary wasn't coated with some kind of spiritual Teflon to make her fireproof, or blessed with the inability to sin. Her conception without original sin made her only the second human being ever to be able to choose out of perfect humanity. First was Eve, the next was Mary. I even wonder if the story would have ended very differently, the one we hear in the first reading. It might have ended very differently if Adam and Eve had only fessed up about what they had done, if they had just admitted that it was their fault and that they willfully disobeyed. But when God asked Adam, remember, Adam blamed it on Eve. Actually, not even that. He says, it was the woman that you put here with me that told me to do this. Imagine that. And when Eve was asked, she blamed it on the serpent. She said, literally, the devil made me do it. And then they went into hiding, and our human nature was disordered. So God did not raise up Wonder Woman to be the mother of his son. He arranged it simply that her humanity was perfect, spotless. She still could have said just as well as Eve. She could have said no, but she didn't. God wasn't looking for something better than our humanity. He knew that what he created was good, even though we sometimes choose wrongly. Jesus' authentic divinity united to perfect human DNA. That DNA was entirely from Mary, and it is the same DNA that you and I share because of our baptism. So that is really the point of today's celebration. It is that with baptism, like Adam and Eve, and now like Mary, who gives a better example, we are freed from the disorder of original sin. We are free to choose to say yes or no. Who better for our mother than also our perfect role model for each of us and for our church? When I was in the seminary, I visited a seminary that had closed, actually, in the Diocese of Allentown, Pennsylvania. And there was a baldacchino over the altar that was it was pretty simple, really, but it had, you know, four arches on each side. And the front of the arch over the altar described that perfect relationship that Mary has with God, that same relationship that you and I seek. It said, Mary, it said, daughter of the Father, mother of the Son, spouse of the Holy Spirit. That perfect relationship with God in the Blessed Trinity.